For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The press corps covering the state capitol got smaller at the end of 2019 with the retirement of John Lindstrom. He's been the publisher of the Gungwer News Service, and he covered Michigan politics for 42 years. I talked with Lindstrom about his future and his favorite story about the late Governor William Milliken. John Lindstrom, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I want you to start maybe by explaining for listeners who don't know what Gungwer is. What is the Gungwer News Service?
We are a daily newsletter that covers all aspects of Michigan state government and politics, and we have been doing that since 1961, since the start of the 1961 Constitutional Convention. Our home office in Columbus, Ohio, has been doing it since 1906. So we have been in business in this state for nearly 60 years and certainly down in Columbus for almost 115 years. And we provide this service to those folks who feel they need to absolutely have the information about what is going on in state government. That includes businesses, small governments, law firms, obviously lobbyists, anybody who needs the service, and it'll cough up the bucks.
Well, I will also add to that litany that lots of the news that you read in, oh, for instance, the Detroit papers or here on your local public radio station, see on television, started with something published by Gungwer.
Well, yes, that is so. I, as courtesy to my friend and competitor, I didn't want to make that point. But
well, we try to give credit where it's due, and I'm sure that we have failed many times when it came to Gungwer-generated stories. So thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Now, you've been covering the Capitol for 42 years. Were all 42 at Gungwer?
No, not all 42. There was a period of time where I was at Crane's Detroit Business, and while I was that government was not my main beat at Crane's, it was something that I ended up doing a lot with, especially with our government reporter, state government reporter at the time, Amy Bodwin, who later on I was an editor there, and she was assigned to me to work with. So there was that time period where I was doing business in government, and that was very valuable in some respects because it helped give a new perspective to coming in and looking at the issues that state government covers. But for the most part, it was here in town, here in Lansing, in committee rooms, on the floor of the House of the Senate, in the court chambers, or plowing through the mountains of documents that are generated by what goes on in government.
You're the publisher, and mm-hmm. people hear that word, and they think that means not just the boss, but maybe the owner. Can you explain what publisher means in your case?
Well, in it is essentially the business manager. We are a small, but we are a C corporation, so we're a stock-held corporation. And in my case, I oversaw operations in Michigan, so I was responsible for the marketing, for making sure that whatever logistics were involved were met, make sure that things were supplied. Hired staff as needed, dealt with benefits and things like that, so along with reporting.
All right, John, I'm going to say something that you might find embarrassing, but I'm going to say it anyway. You're a brilliant writer.
Well, thank you so much.
You could have written in any genre, I believe. You could have written novels. Maybe you've done writing I'm not aware of. You could have written...
I did write a novel, and I wrote a novel, and I asked Cindy, my wife, who was a former AP reporter, to read it and critique it, and she did so, and she said I could make a lot of money if I sold it as a sleep aid. So,
well, I just want to ask you why you chose the career path you chose of covering politics and government at the state level, as opposed to any other arena that I think you could have, would have succeeded in?
Well, to a certain degree, it was accidental. In some respects, it was a lucky accident. My mother was a teacher and taught me to read when I was 4 years old. And so from a very, very early age, I was fascinated and in love with the idea of story and storytelling. And one of my early chores as a kid was to go pick up the morning paper, the Free Press, and bring it in the house. In those days, paperboy dropped it on your porch. So basically I opened the door, leaned down, picked up the paper and brought it in. But because I could read, I started seeing what the headlines were. I started seeing things about politics and government and got interested in that too. My original business model for myself was to be a world famous novelist living in Paris. That hasn't worked out exactly as it was. But when I was here at Michigan State, As a student, I worked at the State News, the daily student newspaper, and it was during Vietnam. And in 1972, when Michigan State was still on terms, we were the only university still open when President Nixon ordered Haiphong mined, and there was a massive series of demonstrations. And in the course of covering that, I learned what tear gas smelled like. I felt the business end of a police stick. And at the end of it, I thought, boy, that was fun. Let's do it again. And I got hooked. And as you know, Scott, when you're a reporter, there ain't no better high than being on top of a big story. And so that sort of got me hooked into being a journalist. In terms of government and politics, I was always fascinated with history. And politics and government is an essential part of history, as is everything else. And I just sort of gravitated that way. And so, you know, maybe early in my life, I had hoped that I'd be in Washington or, you know, covering some foreign beat. But it worked out that I ended up covering state government and seeing history from that part of it. And it is a fascinating area. And I don't regret it at all.
You started covering the state capitol when William Milliken was governor. He passed away earlier this year at the age of 97. Milliken was a Republican who was widely admired by people from both parties. Do you have a favorite William Milliken story?
A favorite William Milliken story? Yes, it's a little involved. One of the very first stories I had to cover when I came to Gongwer was in 1975, the state had adopted what was called the single business tax, a very complicated tax. And everybody, all the business people hated it. So they were changing it. So that was the first thing they threw me into. And if that isn't enough to make you want to throw yourself off the Capitol Dome, I don't know what it was. The bill to amend the single business tax was sponsored by a man named Pat McCullough, Senator Pat McCullough, who was a Democrat from Dearborn. And he was looking to run against Governor Milliken in the 1978 election. So after a long, involved process, the bill passed. Now, the guy who was most responsible for shepherding the bill through, even though he was in the House, basically through both the House and the Senate, was a brilliant, brilliant legislator from Detroit named George Montgomery. Knew everything there was to know about taxes, was a gruff old guy who chain-smoked camels, who had a raspy voice, could be mean-spirited and arrogant, but by God, the man was funny, and he knew he was a brilliant man. So at the bill signing ceremony, which was in the governor's office, the bill's presented to Governor Milliken. Representative Montgomery is on one side, and Senator McCullough is on the other side. And the governor goes through a rather elaborate little ceremony signing the bill, a little differently. Usually he would just get the bill out and scribble his name, and that was that. But he very carefully wrote his name down, and he very carefully capped the pen, and he very carefully picked up the bill. And he said, well, I think I'm going to give this first copy of the bill. And here's Senator McCullough. His name's on the bill. He's all set. He's standing there with his hands out, his mouth, big smile, all grinning, waiting to get the bill from the governor who's going to be his political rival. And Governor Milliken says, I think I'm going to give the first copy of this bill to you, Representative Montgomery. And he turns around and hands the bill to Montgomery. And Montgomery is shocked. And he starts to say, Governor, and then he realizes what's going on because Montgomery and McCullough didn't get along very well either. So he and the governor's just sitting there having a long chat with Montgomery, and McCullough is standing there and finally puts his hands down and looks like, well, what am I doing here, I guess?
I want to know if you think you'll be looking for ways to continue impacting coverage of Lansing.
Maybe yes. I mean, to a certain degree, I see this as not punching a clock anymore. There are stories I would like to cover, the stories I've been thinking about working on that will take a long time to develop. And the nature of what we do and how we cover things, it wasn't possible to simply turn around and say, okay, take 2 or 3 months and just go and work on the story. So there's some stories I would like to do, and hopefully I can find a market for them if I can pull them together. There's some projects I'd like to do. There's one project in particular that has an effect on, that was affected by state government, and hopefully I can pull that together, but that will take some time to develop. So one of the things I'm very worried about now, though, is the state of our industry and to a certain degree how the public in general views journalism. And one of the things I see myself trying to do is being something of an evangelist for journalism, to get people to understand the importance of journalism in both in their personal lives and in public life, and hopefully have some effect in that regard.
John, I hope you'll forgive me in the way I phrased that question, because as a gentle act of teasing you, I used the word impacting as a verb.
Yes, I know. I said nothing about it, but but please, for God's sakes, never do that again. Yeah. The only thing that can be impacted is your tooth. So,
Oxford comma, yes or no?
I'm a big believer in the Oxford comma.
All right. Well, very good. John Lindstrom, congratulations on 42 years of covering Lansing. Thank you for all the work you've done for not just the journalism community, but for your readership and the people who care about government in Michigan. I wish you well in retirement.
Thank you very much, Scott. That's kind of you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.